You're listening to the HMS Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. On the HMS Podcast, you'll hear all things Highland Middle School. You'll hear from middle school students. You'll hear from middle school teachers. You'll hear from former Highland Middle School teachers and many, many more. Our podcast is all about Highland Middle School and Highland Local Schools. We're located in Central Ohio. Let's check out the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Go Scots! Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by 6th grader Derek Lehman. What's up, Derek?
Nothing. Just got out of careers.
Just got out of careers class. All right. So I'm excited about having Derek on today. So Derek, tell us all about yourself, your family. Tell us all about that. Tell us about your family. Who you live with?
My mom and dad and my sister.
Okay. How old's your sister?
9, I think.
Mm-hmm. You guys get along?
No.
No?
No. Not at all.
Not at all. You and Danny don't get along, huh? No. What do you guys fight about?
Everything.
Give me an example. What'd you fight about last night?
Whenever we were feeding our dogs, she tried going upstairs instead of watching them because then they'll fight and then we just got into an argument like always.
I see. So we got dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You got any other animals?
One cat.
Two dogs?
Four dogs.
Four dogs.
And one cat.
And one cat. What are their names?
So the mama dog's name is Mika, and then her three daughters are Aurora, Dakota, and Storm, and then the cat's name's Abby.
What kind of dogs are they?
Not 100% sure, but I know that the mama dog Mika has Husky, German Shepherd, and that's all I know.
Okay, so do you have chores at home that you have to do?
Mainly just making my bed, making sure my room's clean, and feeding our dogs.
Is the dog feeding, is that a combined Danny and Derek chore?
Yeah.
And that's what we fought about last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously you're in sixth grade now. All right, before we talk about school stuff, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do outside of school?
I like playing basketball and baseball. I'm in baseball now. I play for the Morrow County Dogs. This is my first year playing for them, and at home I usually, if it's like summer, I'll probably be outside riding my four-wheeler, or inside sitting on the couch or on the computer.
So let's talk, so we talk about basketball and baseball, and you just said you're playing baseball now. Dude, it's the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
That's basically winter ball.
So like inside, outside?
We practice inside. Our first practice was just over the weekend.
So just recently, practicing inside. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do you do at an inside baseball practice?
What we did was just like hit into nets and hit in the batting cages.
This is your first year playing for the Dogs?
Yeah.
Who did you play for previously?
I just played for HSA whenever HSA was a thing.
Gotcha. So first year of travel ball.
Mm-hmm.
Excited?
Yeah.
What position in baseball do you play?
Usually, I don't know about this year, but last year I would usually play either pitcher or third base.
Okay. Now, it's also basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
How's your basketball season going?
It's gone pretty good. We've lost, I think, one or two games.
Okay. And for our listeners, obviously I know, because I'm one of the basketball coaches, but tell us about the league that we play in.
It's kind of like a travel team, but we always practice at the high school or in the middle school sometimes. Like tonight's practice is in here at the middle school.
And who are some of the teams that we're playing?
We play Pleasant, Buckeye Valley, Upper Sandusky, Mount Gilead, Gilead Christian, and that's all I can remember.
So lots of area teams, right?
Yeah.
Which sport do you prefer, baseball or basketball? If you had to pick one, what would you pick? What's your favorite?
Baseball, because I'm way better at that.
Okay. So, you said sometimes, like in the summertime, you're either outside riding your four-wheeler or inside, like watching TV or
playing video games. What do you like to watch? What's the best show or movie you've seen recently?
Usually if I'm just like watching normal TV, I'll put it on Game Show Network, and my three favorite game shows is People Puzzler, Family Feud, and America Says.
Phenomenal choices. Family Feud and America Says are really good. Mm-hmm. That's on my house a lot too, and there's not a whole lot on.
Yeah.
All right, so this is obviously the HMS podcast. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Highland Middle School, and you're a sixth grader. Mm-hmm. So we're almost halfway through the school year. How has sixth grade gone so far?
It's going pretty good. Like, I thought it was gonna be like not that good. Like, I thought I was gonna get lost a lot when I didn't. It's not actually as bad as you would think it is.
So, would you say things have been like easier than you thought? Not necessarily your classes, but just getting things figured out, getting your locker figured out, getting adjusted to middle school. Is that kind of easier than you thought?
Yeah. Like, the locker thing was a little bit easy for me because my uncle works in the high school mainly because that's where his office is, because he's the IT man for all three schools. And he showed me how to open up a locker.
So you had cheated a little bit ahead of time.
A little bit.
If you think back to, you know, maybe like a year ago, and you're sitting in fifth grade thinking about the middle school, what were some things that you were nervous about? Do you remember?
Getting lost on the first day of school because you would rotate so much.
Mm-hmm. And did you get lost?
No, not once. I didn't even need help by any teachers.
So if any fifth graders are listening to this podcast and you're nervous about coming to the middle school next year, it's actually, I think, way easier to get around the middle school than the elementary school.
Kind of, because the elementary school just has like so many different hallways, mm-hmm. but here there's only like three or four hallways.
So at the middle school, for our listeners that aren't aware, students get to pick their first period encore class. We call our specials classes encores. Mm-hmm. So what are your morning encore classes?
I do 2-day robotics and 3-day fitness, and next year I'm thinking about doing 5-day fitness.
So tell us about each of those classes. Why did you choose robotics for 2 days?
Because just robotics, it's my cousin was in it, and he told me it's not that bad, and it's pretty fun because you get to program robots and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool because we did that kind of stuff last year in Miss Reilly's class where we programmed like Lego kind of robots, and it was pretty fun.
And then tell us about fitness class.
Fitness, I just wanted to do it to like stay fit and get fit. Since I'm in basketball and baseball.
Sometimes there's a misconception that fitness is PE. Tell us about the difference between those classes.
PE is physical education, where you're learning about like being physical and learning about your body. But in fitness, you're all about getting fit. Like, you do push-ups, you sprint, you jog, you walk, and it's basically just like getting fit.
It's a legit workout, isn't it?
Yes.
So then the rest of your day, math, science, social mm-hmm. studies, language arts, and then you have lunch and your afternoon encore class. Have there been any like big surprises about being at the middle school this year?
Not really.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing there's not been surprises. How about advice, right? So obviously you said like, don't worry about getting lost in the middle school because you're probably not going to get lost. What other advice would you have for fifth graders or anybody new to Highland Middle School?
A lot of people will think like some of the teachers are mean, but once you get in their class and get to know them a little bit, they're not that bad.
Pretty good.
Unless you get on their bad side.
Yeah, don't get on their bad side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make good choices.
Mm-hmm.
So Derek and I are recording this podcast in my office, and he's sitting across from me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm checking out his hair. So, because we got to talk about, I'm sitting at the Highland Singers concert back in December, and I see this boy walk in. He's dressed up so nice. He's got a nice haircut, and I didn't realize that it was Derek because he had a fabulous mullet for a long time.
So
tell us about it.
It was the June after fourth grade I got a mullet. And I just recently cut it off in December.
All right, so tell, like, what, I mean, why'd you cut it?
First of all, it's basketball, and I've had it for like a year and a half. The basketball part, it's just I sweat with it so much, and same with fitness. Like, I could, like, feel behind my neck, and there would be so much sweat. So that's basically why I cut it off. And it's started getting boring.
Got boring?
Yeah.
So are you going to grow it out again, or are you done with that?
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know. Probably not. But if I do, it'll be in high school.
Okay. So we started this podcast 3 years ago now, which is crazy, during like the COVID shutdown, and we were all learning from home, and we were trying to stay connected. What do you remember about being home at that time? What was that like?
I wasn't really home all the time. I was usually at my grandma's house because my mom and dad would work. But whenever my dad was off, and if I was at our house, I would miss like a Zoom call or two because we would be out doing something somewhere. Because he has to take us with him because there's nobody to watch us.
Did you like learning online?
No, I did not like it at all.
And you were probably fighting with Danny the whole time too.
Not really, because in my grandma's house, they used to have a garage, but they made it towards another living room. So there's two living rooms in the house. Usually my sister would be in the one living room and I'd be in the other.
So when we came back, it was hybrid and then back full-time. Like, you were glad about that?
Yeah, I was glad, but we came back to hybrid, and then we went full-time, and then we went back hybrid. And that wasn't that fun, going back to hybrid, because then you still had to learn from home a couple of days. I don't really like learning from home.
You like being here?
Yeah, I like being at school because it's easier, and I feel like I get more done at school.
Do you... I'm not going to ask you about your specific grades, but do you do a pretty good job in class?
I have good grades in all my classes, but social studies, because I'm not very good in social studies.
All right, so my last question was going to be, like, what advice would you give to students about, you know, keeping on track with their schoolwork and their grades? But I'm going to ask you, like, all right, what we got to do? What do we got to do to get better at social studies?
I think my grade's going to go up, but she hasn't updated it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I just got to, if I do bad on a test, just retake it.
Mm-hmm. So retaking tests, taking advantage of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. What else? What else are some characteristics of like successful students at Highland Middle School?
Basically, just listening in class and not talking or goofing around. If you pay attention in class, you'll probably do good on quizzes.
I think we're going to leave it at that. I like it, Derek. Pay attention to teachers and do it as asked, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks for joining us on the HMS podcast.
Yep.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you have ideas for a future episode, or if you would like to be interviewed in a future episode, please contact me, Mr. Bradley, in the middle school office. I would love to have you join us. In the meantime, continue to make choices that are honorable, mindful, and self-aware. We look forward to seeing you next time. Go Scots!